This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid racist motherfucking bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell the truth.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me!
God, what did we let into the studio?
Sorry,
tonight?
Billy was playing some Slayer before and some Guns N' Roses.
That was.
Old school 80s rock he was playing, hair metal.
Holy shit.
And he was playing old commercials and they were like,
Just shows from the Ritz in Manhattan.
I know, but like one of the commercials for Slayer was like, hey, yeah! and then I got into the voice, and it just it's the Ham Radio Show live. We're gaining our cameras back as soon as we speak. As we speak, I don't know what the fuck just happened with Facebook Live. It turned off. It went back on. Danny's handling it. That's what I know.
That's because
I also know phone lines are operational and ready to go. 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, boss.
Wow, thank you. Wow.
Yes.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. This is the Ham Radio Show. We are live.
Yes, we are.
Somewhat, anyway.
Somewhat.
Yeah, my fucking... Joe gave me pill... video. I stopped again.
Yeah. Well, it's because there's probably music playing.
No, that's not that.
You never know.
No, they usually... When they give us a warning, I get a warning from that. And the warning is usually, go fuck yourself, guys.
Get up here.
You're playing music owned by somebody else.
Yeah, right.
And it ain't that, so... Down with the sickness! Down to Malamere! And if I talk during it, it usually disrupts the signal. Which, by the way, so just so you're paying attention at home, what happens is...
Facebook is scumbaggy, you know.
It's a scumbag thing.
Yeah.
What happens is they put a little digital signal. Danny was wondering how this was possible, as if Facebook had some weird mojo.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, they put a signal
right
underneath the that always plays. So certain songs, like if you have old CDs,
mostly Sony stuff will do that because it's all tapped in. That's why you couldn't download it onto your computer and then share it, because it would then lock your computer.
Yeah, so video has stopped again. I don't know what's going on with our video right now.
We have something wrong with this video.
Something is fucked up.
You know what it is?
What?
My face.
Your face is probably taking us off Facebook.
It just blows it out.
Something has come up here. Video has stopped due to Joe's face. It has been caused. It has made a problem. It is scaring small children. And farm animals are running around in the corners and in circles.
It exploded.
And someone just sacrificed a chicken. I don't know what's going on.
Again?
Again, yeah. That is what is going on right now. Right now, as we speak,
sangria.
I don't got no Santeria. Well, Danny, get in your mic here. You're
it's
on the talk
computer.
Show. It's the computer.
Because it did that again.
It did that again. All right. Well, what the fuck? What are we gonna do? Joe has computers that run on ethanol. I don't know what's going on. Well, we're a radio show. Let's just do a radio show for one. If we get the viewers, we get the viewers. If
I don't
we figure
want nobody
out how
to see
do
my
it,
ass anyway. I'm going to do the show naked now.
No, please.
I'm going to take off my clothes.
It's enough that you gave me pills and booze. I don't want to drinking scotch over here. I'm on pills. I don't need to see your dick.
You see my old balls.
He'll get happy.
Hey.
Oh wait. So while
you want a bite of my fudgicle?
While Danny's fixing this,
okay.
All right, all fucking weekend.
Yeah,
I could not stop thinking of Joe.
Why not?
I want to bring that up. I'm going to bring this up right now.
That's a scary.
Could not stop thinking of Joe. And for anyone who's just joining us for the first time ever, this is the Hammer Radio Show. Joe behind us, 70 something. How old are you now, Joe? 73 years of age. This is his studio. This is the Bunker Studios, located conveniently in Staten Island, New York.
That's right.
Beautiful studios. Everyone that comes down here loves it.
I mean.
Joe has a top-notch, top-flight studio.
That he does.
And he's our engineer. He makes things work. He's the heartbeat.
I make
Joe, this. Dare I say the heartbeat of this program.
But he's not on our list.
No. He's not on the list yet.
Hey, I almost got a point on Death Star this week.
You don't get credit for a James Bond character.
You have Sean Connery.
Roger Moore.
I had a dream that James Bond was going to die this year, and that he did.
Well, guess what?
They're working their way up, Joe.
Spectre won, and they got him. He went from 007 to 006 feet under. That's what happened, all right?
Okay.
You lost, though.
I did.
All right, now. Yeah, I have no rim shots. I got nothing. Danny was fixing shit. So hey-o. Went out again.
Fuck it.
There's no video today.
That's it.
The videos are, well, your computer sucks, Joe. What can I tell you?
Why
it's
you
just
my computer?
The
always
wire.
Works.
It's got to be
the third time
wire.
It restarted itself.
It's the actual monitor that's fucked up.
The computer.
The tower.
Yeah.
No, Danny, it's the monitor. Thank you for correcting me. I spoke out of turn. I know. It's the I'm looking at the monitor that keeps turning off. I know that the computer is actually housed in the tower.
It is. Really.
And the tower keeps turning its fucking self off, so I don't know what's going on.
I guess the friggin' thing is broken.
It probably is. All right, so anyway, back on to why I couldn't stop thinking of Joe.
You were lonely.
Danny, can you bring it up on your other thing? Can you Google stuff on there?
Because you really love me. That's
because I really need you to Google this, because you're going to laugh, and it's something that's going to make you you're going to be befuddled. You're going to look at this image, and you're going to go, what the fuck?
Befuddled.
All right. Look at Joe now. Look at his face. Okay. Look at him.
I can't. Move your head.
My head this way?
I see Joe's face.
See Joe's face?
Yes.
Okay. Now.
What?
Google, because over the weekend on HBO, was Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, and The Wizard of Lies.
Oh, yeah.
The story about Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, I liked it. It was
look up, okay. Look up Robert De Niro as Bernie Madoff.
You think he looks like me?
Dude, he looks exactly like you. Bernie Madoff doesn't look, kind of looks like you. Robert De Niro as Bernie Madoff. Look, I did not get to watch the movie because all I can fucking go, that's Joe. I couldn't watch the movie. I couldn't sit through the movie.
I want to look like the young De Niro, you know, in Godfather 1.
No, you look like the fucking old Brando in the fucking with the orange in his mouth. And he dies and he slumps over in the fucking chair.
I OD'd on The Godfather this weekend. They watched the epic.
All right, like that's not Joe. That is that Joe. Not Joe's fucking face?
That's Joe.
And he's wearing a tie. Like that's
Joe in a
gonna,
suit.
That's I have what's going to end up happening to us.
No, you definitely have more hair.
I have more
you
hair.
You have more hair. Yeah.
Better hair. Better
Joe,
hair.
It's not a dick measuring contest. Yeah. You have more hair. Well, however.
You know, De Niro's Italian, so I'm Italian.
But all fucking. No, Joe, he's a Jew, isn't he?
He's Italian.
De Niro. Isn't De Niro? No, isn't De Niro? He plays Italians, but he's Jewish.
I don't know. I just go by the name De Niro.
I swear to God, I think De Niro's a Jew, but that's just me.
Well, he probably is, but I have Jewish blood in me too.
Of right? course you do.
He's a Pakistani national.
It's possible.
He's a terrorist.
It's possible.
He's from the south side.
But this is what's going across my TV the whole Saturday night. Saturday night, I was very rock star-ish. I had cigars going.
Wow.
I drank a little bit. I had a family issue, so I couldn't go out to do something. I was supposed to go see Alana Love at XS.
Right.
I couldn't go. I wrote her personally. Me and her discussed everything. It was fun.
That's right. You promised to go see it.
I promised to go see it, but we're fine. She understood what was going on. I explained everything.
Okay.
So then we go through all the bells and whistles of that, and then I'm like, okay, well, now I have to stay in the house because I'm doing something with family.
Mm-hmm.
So something's going to happen later. Let me just keep, catch up to what I'm doing. So then my sister's boyfriend gave me the WWE Network.
Okay.
So I'm watching the NXT thing. They had their pay-per-view.
Yes.
For lack of a better term. So I'm watching that. That's amazing. So on mute on my television, I have HBO is going on.
Sure.
It's Saturday night.
Wow. That was awkward.
Both things are on 8 o'clock. Now I have one thing going on over here. Now that's on my phone though, because I don't have a computer in my room yet.
Right.
So it's on my phone. I'm watching it on my phone. Then on my big screen, I got Joe's fucking face as Bernie Madoff. I couldn't watch the movie, Joe. It took me out of the movie. Then I just left it on mute. I'm watching it, and every time De Niro comes on the fucking thing, I'm like, this Joey Madoff. Because that's what it looks like. It looks like Joey Madoff is on the thing.
When I was younger, I looked like De Niro. But, I guess maybe we do look alike because we're growing old together.
No, you look like De Niro playing Madoff.
Yeah.
It's not that you look like De Niro.
No.
You look like De Niro playing. I know I just shattered your dreams.
Yeah.
But you look like when he plays Bernie Madoff, you look like that. And you don't look like. Now, if you bring up a picture of Danny, bring up a picture of Bernie Madoff. You kind of look like
him. Now just shut your goddamn pie hole. Yeah.
You kind of look like him. However, the resemblance is uncanny.
I know.
Un-fucking-canny.
Wow.
With the
Joe, you could use this and get laid now. You can walk around like
Manhattan.
I can
tell everybody I'm the hero.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
You know what we'll do, Danny? I just thought of something, Danny?
What's that?
I know what we'll do. Well, for the other thing,
someday a real rain will come and wash all the scum off the streets.
Joe, that was perfect. How'd you do that?
I can do that.
I have an idea. Sure. I have an idea. We're going to go old school.
No,
I'm going to use my fucking phone. We're going to go old school video. I'm going to do it right from my phone in a minute.
Sure.
But I got beautiful pictures of our Spank Bank Girl of the Week being sent to me. So I'm a little preoccupied. Tucci Cash.
Yeah.
By the way, one of the greatest names ever, by the way. Tucci Cash.
Tucci.
Is that like, two C's?
Like, T-O-O-C-H-I.
Oh, I thought you said that. Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Is she like Charo? Well, you know,
no, she's a Guinea. She's Italian, as far as I know.
Okay.
It's not really her name. I think it's a stage name, obviously. But she goes by Tucci Cash with a K, K-A-S-H.
Yes.
And she's on the show tonight. She's the Spank Banker of the Week. Uh-huh. So we were making sure the phone lines are working and everything else. But I'm getting like a lot of stuff on Twitter sent to me. So I want to make sure that I reply for that because the fans are going nuts. They love her. She's so fucking hot.
She is.
Oh,
gorgeous.
My God.
You know what's not hot? Joe.
No, Joe is definitely not.
Hey, I look like Robert De Niro. You shut up.
You look like Robert De Niro when he plays Bernie Madoff.
You look like Roger Rabbit.
He looks like Roger Rabbit's dick.
Roger Rabbit has a hot fucking wife, I'll take it.
Dan, you would not know what to do with Jessica Rabbit. If Jessica Rabbit came in your room, you'd shit yourself.
That's right.
I don't think he'd shit himself.
No, he might get cumsies prematurely. I'm not going to lie. I would get cumsies prematurely.
Yeah, really?
This chick at work tonight, not tonight, the other day.
Yeah.
She comes up to me and she's showing me that she went to a fashion show.
Did she touch you?
No, I wish. She went to a fashion show for a friend, but it was a fashion show with what do they call those, the models? The curvy ones. What do they call those?
Plus size
models.
Yeah, fat girls.
Not fat girls, Joe. Well, be nice.
Joe.
That wasn't very nice.
That wasn't very PC of you.
Now you're being very De Niro.
I like fat girls.
These fat girls come down here.
I like them.
Hey, we got some dresses.
I think they're beautiful.
They are beautiful. Yeah. Plus size models come down to the thing, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And she had to fly out to go do this thing. But she's showing me the pictures and the videos and everything.
Sure. Yeah.
And beautiful women. Beautiful fucking women.
Right.
Not one of them I think I could satisfy. I could satisfy them orally. But that's about it. I will fucking say.
Why is it your dick's not big enough?
I don't think my dick. Not for these broods.
Oh.
This is why chunky broods.
Yeah.
Plus size model wise, like the black guys.
Oh.
Like the black guys. Yeah. Like Dan, Billy, whoever just put up the video of Tucci Cash's ass.
Yeah.
On the big screen. It's amazing.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's amazing. Ass is amazing.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. It's an ass that I believe they should parachute in to war zones.
Yeah.
And it will stop the fighting instantly.
Of course, it'll stop and look.
Instantly. She has a black girl's ass.
Ooh.
It's amazing. Not even a divot. Not a crevice.
Are you an ass man?
I love ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Ass and thighs. I can give a no offense about her. She has beautiful tits. But I could give a fuck about your tits.
Wow.
Could give a fuck. I have my own. I don't give a shit about yours. Ooh. I don't care about your tits. I like ass. Ass and thighs all fucking day long. I could not give a damn.
Really?
Oh, my God. Don't care about none of it.
I like everything. I can't really make a decision.
I will never say. I don't. Tits to me, though, are they're beautiful tits.
I'm not a fan of big tits.
I will compliment a set of tits.
I don't like big tits. I don't like them. I just,
she has she has gorgeous tits.
Okay.
She has a beautiful six-pack.
Yeah.
So actually, it could be a 12-pack. I don't know. Danny's looking. Ooh. Danny's cycling through all the pictures of 2G Cash right now. Is it a 12-pack? Somebody count those abs.
Would you rather have a woman that's, like a muscle builder woman, or somebody with soft, like a soft?
I want a girl that's definitely physically fit. Yeah. I think that kind of important.
I like physically fit too, but I'm a little.
I mean, this is coming from me. My body is like a temple.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking decrepit.
All bricks
and breaking down.
Bricks
it's
and
just
water.
Brittle. It's sure. My body is a temple. There's a treasure inside, girls, but it's a fucking temple. Okay?
Yeah, somewhere.
I don't think you should do that.
Why? Do what? Do everything down there?
That's right.
Oh, man. It's
Eddie and I were talking about porn before.
Yes, because she just started a company.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I get it right. I think it's Luxottica.
That's right.
Is the name of the company. And it's very female-based.
That's right.
Pornography, which is something near and dear to my heart, folks.
We love that.
I don't like. Danny likes the rough and tumble shit.
You
I
do?
Don't. Danny likes the.
He likes rough stuff?
I don't think he likes rough. I'm not saying like rough. I don't think he wants the the choking and the beatings.
Yeah, I never. But I'm saying that Danny. I could understand that.
But I think that Danny likes. Danny likes just to go right into the sex. He, remember Danny was arguing?
I don't like the story.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit about
and
the story.
And that last chick we had on agreed with me. For the life of me, I can't remember her name.
See, that's me and Eddie Diffin. We're all about the story.
I'm all about the story.
All about the story. Oh, I don't think you should do that. Yeah. I'm going to do it anyway.
He says.
Oh, I've never done that before.
Well, you're about to.
There's a first time for everything.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Let me show you where the wind blows.
Between the ears?
Just put your lips together and suck. Not blow. Yeah, but anyway. So
what the hell I've lived so long, you know?
We wonder how you fucking have lived so long, too, Joe.
Carefully?
I don't know if I don't know how you do it without a helmet.
No, you
the
know.
The fuck are you doing?
Tony Clifton hit me with a bat.
You know? Robert De Niro fucking... As Bernie Madoff, fucking
that's what
motherfucker.
It is. I look like Robert De Niro, so I get away with a lot of shit.
Could be.
You look. Yeah, hold on, wait a minute. You cannot run with this.
No.
As if this is something that's good.
Well, you said it.
You look like Robert De Niro when he plays Bernie Madoff.
Well, yeah, well, have to.
That's
makeup.
It. You way. Don't look anything like Robert De Niro. Yeah. Like from you know
Raging Bull.
Any maybe you look like you look like him in Raging Bull after he gets his ass kicked. Yeah,
you look like the steak. That
the steak. Bring it over here. Look like bring it over here.
At the end of the movie when he gains 400 pounds.
Yeah, and he touches the 14-year-old and the cops come. Yeah, that's what you look like. But other than that, man, not so much. I don't even think it's working. Oh, there it goes. Okay. It wasn't working over here before. Now it is.
Yeah.
All right, that's
there's
a
the ham
bonus.
Cam. So we'll get that going there. Old school.
Okay.
It's on my phone.
Oh.
Hi, everybody. What's going on?
Don't scare them.
Well, it was disappearing, so they probably don't even give a fuck now because the 7 videos we put up just went and just went away. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. No, boom, they came back. People are back, yeah.
How much do you pay them?
$7.99 a piece.
Is that per minute?
It depends. If they give me hand release, they get a full 10, which is nice.
Well, that's nice of you.
So, yes, we... by the way, people are asking this.
Yeah.
Due to a circumstances beyond our control,
yeah.
Due to a family emergency, Sarah the Lesbian
will
not be on the show today getting tased. Yes. It's nothing like... It's not that we won't do it in the future.
Yes.
It's nothing... she's still signed on for that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a family emergency she had to handle. She... handling it. I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm not getting into her issues.
We wish her well
in everything that's going on. That's pretty much it. So that's what's not on the show today is a lesbian getting tased by a truck driver.
That's right.
That is not getting on today's show. Right. However, on today's program, we do have the Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Ooh.
The beautiful, the too hot for life. She's honest to God, you cannot tell me this is not one of the hottest chicks we've ever had on.
Yeah.
FHM cover girl, Maxim cover girl. She's half naked and all over the internet. One of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. Tucci Cash will be on the show today. So that's a big deal. That's
Tucci,
nice.
Tucci, Tucci, Coo.
By the way, Trish is in the tub taking a bubble bath.
That's right.
Danny, she wants you to know.
Somebody pass her a plugged-in radio.
I swear, she's got to be like the cleanest person.
Her vagina must smell amazing.
She's always in the tub. Yeah.
She's always in the tub.
Smells like Scuba Steve.
Ooh. Now, does she change the water is the question.
Yeah. There, that is truly a question that we could ask her one day. Giggle says hi, Trevor in there as well. By the way, Giggle's of course saying hi to Billy.
No,
sexy Billy,
sexy beast.
Sexy beast Billy. Sorry,
he is something else, Billy.
He is just a strapping young man.
He is.
Yes,
fuck De Niro.
He's so.
Well, wait a minute. I'm surrounded by celebrities. I have Steven Seagal over here with Billy. Instead of out for justice, Billy looks like he's out to lunch.
I must have one of those kind of faces that because when I was young, everybody says first they said I look like Joe Namath. when I was young.
Well, that's because you used to wear pantyhose.
Yeah, and a fur coat.
Well, I used to have the haircut, yeah, the big mustache.
Right.
And the big mustache.
The mustache. Then they used to tell me I look like Sonny Bono.
You know, hopefully
before
after you get hit
or
by the
after
tree.
The tree.
Yeah.
yeah. During the tree.
Billy stepped on my joke. We both thought the same thing.
But, you know, as a matter of fact, I walked into a pawnbroker shop yesterday, and the guy says, haven't you been here before? That's true. I was like, oh my God, no.
Weren't you on our shelf?
Yeah. I have one of those faces.
Yes.
What can I say?
You have a face for radio, my friend. You have a face for radio.
That's true.
718-577-1389.
And a body to match.
Now that we fixed all the bullshit with the cameras and the other crap that we're doing around here, we're going to take a break. We're going to regroup. We're going to come back. We got a lot of crap to talk about. Of course, everything going on in the world, plus other stuff that you might not have heard of because of everything else going on in the world. So it's the Ham Radio Show live here on the Unfiltered Radio Network. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo, check us out.
Follow us, but not too close on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon, OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words to describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey, this is Jim Brewer. I'm gnawing on some ham with Uncle Eddie. Stick that in your snot box, see what comes out.
Yeah! Come on! It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Yeah! Come on! Down! Come on! We're rocking out today. Later on the show, Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Tucci Cash. Tucci Cash will be on the show with the world's most amazing ass.
That really rhymes, you know?
Damn right.
And amazing cheese.
By the way, on the big screen, please tell me, Danny, that's going up on the internet somewhere. Please tell me that is somehow going up. Side-by-side comparison of Joe, fucking Joe from our show, and of course, Robert De Niro from Wizard of Lies playing Bernie Madoff. It is uncanny how the similarities ruined my weekend and I couldn't watch the movie. Horrible.
I smell a shirt.
Yeah.
Joey Madoff. Joe wouldn't be able to do a Ponzi scheme. I'm going to do a Fonzie scheme. 718-577-1389.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
It's good when I don't know whose pot I'm supposed to be putting down.
Oh, you have pot?
Not that pot.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker.
Whoops.
All right, I got a good story. I know everyone's wrapped up in the Manchester bombing at the Ariana Grande concert.
So sad.
It's sad. There's not more that we can bring up to you, except now we know that there is a network of evil that was going on. They've arrested multiple people. Really, there's nothing more to add to the story. I mean, right now, here's the news. Going on.
B unit.
And you can't know who everybody is.
While we were there,
they're arresting someone.
Police have been at this location for about 3 hours, and all of a sudden they've tackled this man here. They're making some kind of arrest. We don't know if it's related to the attack or not, but things happen very fast here.
All right, so seven have been arrested in collusion with the bomb that went off at the Ariana Grande concert.
Right now they're arresting everybody this guy ever said hello to.
Anybody. Yeah. It's supposedly all connected. It is a network of evil, as it's being put in the press, that there was definitely something going on. Of course, Al-Qaeda or ISIS, one of those...
ISIS,
baby... of course, came out and took credit for the bombing. But of course they did. We don't know if they're actually behind it. They just, of course,
that's what they do.
That's what they do. So, you know, someone uses their MO, they come out and they're very happy about it. They come out and say it. It's what they do.
Yeah.
What
possessed me is how do these young kids who have a whole life ahead of them, how bad can their lives be that they want to blow themselves up? I mean, you know,
because
take everybody with them.
You get brainwashed and you don't want to deal with reality. Well, so your reality is what you get spoon fed. I mean, we can go into this all you want. I was actually going to veer off of Manchester, but if we want to hang out for a little bit at Manchester,
there was a thing on.
It's religion, dude.
Yeah, there was a thing on CNN today.
Oh, who rocked the boat?
That the ISIS people are sending over these brides, basically, these terrorist brides to actually rear children, to have children and breed them to blow themselves up when they get older.
Yes.
When they get older. I mean, how sick?
Well, you had the kamikazes in World War II.
Yeah.
Their mission was to fly planes into things.
But a mother will have a child just to blow himself up.
Because they feel that... because this is why religion is bad.
Oh, they think
all religion is bad. I'm not taking the side of anybody. All religion is bad because when you make religion how you run your life, then this is the shit that happens. It doesn't matter. You can put it on them. You can put it on anybody. What happens is if you put religion at the forefront of what you do in your life, how you start your day from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, if you let a religion dictate what you're doing, that is how we get these problems. That is, it's been that since the dawn of fucking time.
It's fanaticism.
But it's all, right. If you follow the teaching of any of them, it doesn't have to be Muslims, it doesn't have to be Islam, it doesn't have to be, it could be Catholicism, it could be Judaism, it doesn't matter, Buddhism, for fuck's sake. It doesn't matter what it is. If you follow the teachings enough, and you, in your warped sense of whatever, stir the pot of your brain into thinking, well, what they mean by, you know, how you interpret it is how and why we get these problems, Joe. That's what it is. And people don't want to admit that. People don't want to admit that. They're just going to go after the one group and go, well, it's their fucking religion that's kooky. No. All religions are kooky. All religions are kooky. Sorry. They are. Because, like, you can grab from... We had a talking snake in a garden with two naked people who forged out of the same body when you really think about it. And that would mean that we're all related in some way, shape, or form.
God, thought I'm related to you makes me repulsed.
Shut up, you fucking bag of bones.
Dominus vobiscum.
Yes, Joe, don't interrupt Jesus.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Does this thing ever end?
No, the monks are still going.
No, that's the problem. Trevor, keep going.
Trevor writes, because assholes live their life on faith and not logic.
Trevor's right.
Billy, are you eating candy?
Reality, yes.
Jesus Christ. Can you do it away from your mic, you fat fuck? Jesus.
Absolutely not.
I like Snickers. Crackle, crackle, crackle.
Did he fart?
No, he's eating candy into the fucking thing. Oh. If he farted, I would be more appreciative.
He needs his energy.
Because then he brings something to the table. Now he's just going, Snickers, Milky Way.
I love it. I love her
so much.
Give me another one.
Debbie's in the chat room as well.
Hi, Deb.
718-577-1389.
I never got those pictures done.
No, she doesn't want to give them to you. Okay. So veering off from Manchester, because there's really nothing more that we can bring to the table on this right now. Mm. You know all the facts. You've all been watching television. You know it was an Ariana Grande concert. You know where the bomb was set off. You've heard our opinions on it.
Especially that concert. You know, that's basically for young people, that concert. Mm. Yeah, I think that her
right.
age group is like 13-year-olds.
Yeah, and that's why she was picked, because she's like sexually explicit to them. To that group. I'm not saying to us. We don't give a fuck.
I mean, the only fucking thing, too, was just like, you got a lot of young people in there.
And that's why they did it.
For.
Yeah,
that's why they did it. They went after the innocents, because because we're not being a good society if we're not following their religious shit. That's what it is. That's all it comes down to. It comes down to who's got the best God.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. I can't wait till the Scientologists go fucking nuts and start shooting ray guns at us.
Oh,
that's what I can't fucking wait. When they fucking bring out the many weapons of Xenu
and start coming down here. Yeah, but
they call that Hollywood. Yeah. Well, they're going to blow up Hollywood first. Actually, Hollywood's probably going to be the command center.
That's what I mean. That they're already using that shit to pump it out to us.
I love how Mark, I can't check my email if I'm using my phone to do the video. I don't have the capabilities. What am I going to turn on my phone on my mail on the fucking big screen over here so everyone can read the mail?
Why not?
I'd like to read it.
Yeah. No.
I bet you get dirty mail. Did people send you dirty
emails? Oh, I get dirty emails.
You do? Send them to me. Will you?
They're smudged.
Watch this segue. So Adam from the eerie and disgusting from Manchester to the sublime.
Oh.
A gentleman, I have to read the headline again. Billy Hurry screamed it out when he came downstairs. back into the studio. Yeah. Murder suspect who used big penis defense found not guilty.
Wow.
Greatest fucking headline I've seen in a while.
You got to explain this to me.
All right, so here's what happens. This guy over here, a Florida man, of course it's from Florida.
It's all about the D.
Yes, it's all about the big dick.
That's right.
All of the penis.
Penis. Yeah. A Florida man who claimed his girlfriend choked to death during oral sex was found not guilty of second-degree murder on Monday.
It was an accident.
Now, this dude, Richard...
He's so hairy. It's got one eye.
I can't follow.
And two big balls.
I love this thing.
Richard Patterson, he's 65 years of age, still getting it up.
Yeah.
Of Florida, was acquitted... He was acquitted of killing 60-year-old girlfriend Francisca Marquez.
Yeah.
Or Marquez. Something Spanish.
She couldn't get it out of her throat either.
Something Spanish. In 2015, there was a week-long trial.
Yeah.
During the trial, by the way, some of the better things that came out of this trial. During the trial, he wanted to show the jury his cock.
Yeah.
I want some dick.
He wanted to show each member of the jury his cock.
Look
at this.
The intercourse.
The intercourse. When he was mouth-fucking his girlfriend at the time.
The big, fat, D, and so hairy. It's got one eye.
And two big balls. She didn't choke on the balls, though, Danny. She choked only on the shaft.
How do you know what she choked on?
According to the trial, the transcripts, Joe.
Right. But it was in there and not redacted.
He mouth-fucked her to death. Now, this guy not only gets off. he does.
Talk about deep
all
throat.
Of the penis.
Yeah.
Penis!
Penis! Yeah. He gets off. Now... Two things. One, I'm going to do the shitty joke. It was not a hung jury, Joe.
Okay.
Hi-yo. It wasn't. Okay. And number two, this guy, I love the late rim shot.
I had to switch faces.
I know. This guy, by the way, gets to brag now that he killed a bitch with his dick.
All of the penis. Yeah.
Do you understand the credibility behind the fact?
Jealous are you?
I'm very jealous. My dick couldn't give her a nosebleed. I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
So basically, he gave her a good old face fucking, and she choked and died.
Pretty much. His enormous.
What a way to go.
His enormous cock.
Joe was just saying last week that's how he wanted to go out.
And you know, Marcus is sitting there looking on, what was that
trying to get
ghetto
the guys.
Ghetto whatever or something.
Oh, yeah. That freaky site.
Ghettochokers.com, whatever.
Get this guy. Maybe this guy will let you suck him off.
That's where this guy's going to go work now.
it's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
My dick is an iceberg. Just a little top is poking out.
Yes, it will now be known. Mark is pointing out that it will now be known as the cock defense.
Right.
You know, you've heard of the Twinkie defense.
Sure.
Both are, you know, spongy and filled with cream. But the cock defense is now a real thing. It happened. This guy.
But she, like, actually died on his dick?
She choked on his... He stuck it. He was... Mouth fucking her, Joe.
Okay. She was too lazy to pull off.
Instead of pulling the cock out of her mouth,
he probably had his hand in the back of her head.
But I mean, most guys do that.
That's why it's murder, you know.
I don't use my hands when I get a blowjob.
Yeah, you should.
I don't like. I like the girl just to do all the work. I think a blowjob is your job.
I used to have
I eat out your pussy, I have to do my job. Your job is to use your fucking mouth on me.
I had a girlfriend once who had a tattoo on her head saying, "Lick all my ears, buddy. I know what I'm doing."
Yeah. But sometimes they don't. You also had a priest that said that to you, too.
Ooh.
Wow.
To me, if you have a giant penis like this, and you have the ability to kill a woman with your dick.
You ain't going to get anybody come near you after this.
Yeah, but they won't recognize. In Florida, they will recognize him. If he came to New York, he could pick up chicks and then have, you know... He's picking a litter, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, this guy's 65 years old.
Yeah. What do you think, we can't get it up?
No, 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 not even that, Joe. Joe, don't get defensive because you're old.
I can do
it. I don't want you to get it up. Please leave it in your fucking pants. I don't want to see it.
I don't think I can choke anybody with it.
You couldn't even pick their teeth.
Maybe
with yours.
Danny. Stop it. Danny choke?
Well, Danny doesn't have thickness. He has length. Remember that. I have the thickness. I don't have the length. And Billy's is the length of a dollar.
Mine's prosthetic.
Giggles.
Basically, this was going on, Joe.
There you go. Oh, look at that on the big screen.
What are you telling me?
There you go. Look at the big screen.
I can't even see.
You can
well,
look at
see, me. Now if that was really going on with the foot in the back of the head like that and her nose basically bouncing.
Oh,
he's
the other way. Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
oh.
By the way, let me describe it.
Oh, look at that. The leg lock.
Oh, yeah.
He's now trapped.
Is he doing that's what the guy doing himself, isn't it?
No. Let me describe what's going on to the people in Radio Land. It is a video of a young, beautiful blonde wearing a hat and glasses blowing her boyfriend, but he is forcibly putting the cock in her mouth and then putting a leg lock around his hand, around her head.
That's a wrestling move.
He gave it the old Indian leg lock around the head. And
can you still do that one, Billy?
I don't know. Ask Giggles.
I didn't use that. And she came up for air. See, that's where the other lady went wrong.
And this guy that's in Danny's video over here does not have a giant cock.
Well, it's a good thing.
It's not a huge cock. That's a normal. I mean, like, is that. To me, I've seen much bigger. I think this guy. The Florida man here, Richard Patterson, 65. Probably has a giant, a bigger one than that.
Well, you know, there's a certain, if it,
this is kind of boring, Danny. Find me a bit, like,
well,
she
I'm
keeps
sure
sucking.
If you go to the end of it, that's where, like, her eyes are running, all the makeup's running down her face, and she's probably thrown up all over him.
No, but she's sucking his dick, and she keeps dropping the penis out of his mouth. Like, it keeps falling out of her mouth.
Well, perhaps this lady should have watched a video like that, and she wouldn't have choked.
I like good dick sucking. That's the thing. I enjoy the good dick sucking.
As you keep saying, I've never done this before.
That's what we want to see.
This is my first time.
Ben?
In the Luxottica when we have
the what?
What the fuck is Luxottica?
I don't know.
Is coming
but...
on the show.
Oh,
can you pay attention to the show you're on?
I try.
And stop watching just watching. Is he pooping on it?
No, I think he blindfolded her. Now he's just gonna attack her by.
Where do you find these videos?
She has no tits.
I don't
is
think
that
he
Danny?
Needs them
Who
right now.
That?
I don't know.
She had, oh, wow. Are they 69ing?
This is Danny's
no.
home.
No,
movie.
He's just sitting. Wow.
He just went.
Do girls like that?
No, they don't. They
I
don't.
Have never, ever done that to a. I mean, if I got on top, I would kill her like that, but I've never even. I've never seen that. But he's got. The weirdest dick I've ever seen.
Yeah, it does look kind of strange, doesn't it?
Look, his bulb. No, because, like, I'm. Look, really, because I know Billy's making a face every time I talk about dick.
And he's wearing socks.
No, look at his ass. Look at his ass.
It's probably a
right?
dirty
wait,
floor.
Wait. Look at his ass.
Yeah.
You see how behind his balls there's more dick?
Yeah,
I'll say. Yeah,
because the balls probably drop so far down.
They're in the middle of his dick.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he looks like he has another dick growing out of his balls.
You're right, Eddie.
What the?
That's the back half.
He's a strange man.
The back half. I got the back half.
It's the back half. Like, you know,
the back half of my penis.
He's a strange man.
I've never done that to a chick. I've never done. Push-ups over her fucking face.
You never
well,
will
some
again,
would
no.
say you've never no. done push-ups.
Hi-oh, look at this body. I know.
Okay.
I saw this other, you know, like when you're watching porn and those little ads come up on the sides?
Sure.
Bing. Yeah. I saw a little twink like Danny getting fucked by this Amazonian type chick. And she picks him up in like a pile driver situation.
Wow.
And just literally leaves the cock in her mouth. And, like, walks around the house blowing them.
Really?
Now, that I could see happening. I could see Danny doing it. I could see that happening. But I still don't think that would cause a death like this guy caused.
How do you know?
Because this guy literally just smothered a woman's throat with his penis.
Well, you know, she could have died from the after effects, maybe.
Maybe he's like a... whatchamacallit, a dog there. When they blow their load, they swell up.
Yeah, so they can't get out. Yeah.
I've never seen a dog blow its load. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they got. I've
when
seen
you
dogs
read about it,
interlocked
what happens, yeah, that's why they're interlocked and they can't separate. It's just because it swells to hold it in.
The bumpers lock up.
Most of the animals do that. That's what happens with most of the animals.
Danny, see, who says you don't learn something on this show? Most of the animals in the animal kingdom.
Right.
Yeah.
So
when they shoot their load,
they swell up.
They
to keep
swell
it in
up.
There because their purpose for sex isn't pleasure. It's to mate and create more.
Except for dolphins.
Except for dolphins. Bloop,
we looked that up. Remember dolphins?
Is that true?
Hold.
Yes, dolphins are the only other mammal
he was
next to us.
That was the Florida guy, right?
This is look at that.
Is that his dick?
I don't know.
I don't. He's jabbing. Dude, chick. Okay,
he could get it in her eye.
Here's a chick
nose.
Question. Here's a chick question to the people in the Facebook Live suite. Even though we're doing it bootleg style on my phone today. Do you like? And of course, we'll ask our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Tucci Cash, this in the next segment. But do you like a forcible blowjob? Do you like a man? Because I've had girls that. You know, like when you're getting a blowjob, Joe, and you put your hands through their hair. You're not trying to jab her onto your cock. Mm-hmm. You're just like kind of like caressing her
like this guy.
While she's sucking your dick. Like this guy's jamming his fucking cock in your throat.
Oh.
I'm talking about like when you he's smothering her. He is smothering her with it. Do chicks like that?
That's why he's going.
She can't go any deeper, but he's hitting her in the back of the head like it's going to go further in.
Wow.
I got some balls you got to get to.
I
don't think I don't enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't enjoy doing that to a chick.
Across the face, that
sure,
see
why
that?
Not?
Well, you know, I guess it's masochistic. You know, if you're a masochistic person, you enjoy being abused, and you know. But you know, if you're not, you're not. Most people,
Billy,
aren't.
Just I mean, so you know, Giggles hates it.
Yeah,
sure.
So Giggles hates it.
Don't ever try that, Billy.
I prefer. I've gone on the record before. I prefer a hand job.
Yeah.
I prefer an old-fashioned hand job.
Look at you.
Because I if a girl wants to suck my dick, I'm not going to turn her away.
Oh, I'll bet.
I'm not going to say, excuse me, miss, get out.
I'm sorry, I prefer a hand job.
Excuse me, I prefer a hand job.
Yes.
I will always take a blowjob. It doesn't matter. Huh? But if I have a choice.
I think you can take a handshake.
I don't care, as long as the girl touches me. What I'm saying, though, is I prefer the hand job over the blowjob just because.
Yeah.
Just because. I like the hand going up and down. She's stroking. You're getting the you're getting the sensation of jerking off.
Yeah.
And you can make out with the chick.
You could talk to her.
You could talk dirty with her.
She could talk back to you.
She could talk back to you. I like a good.
You could put it on Facebook Live.
I like a good hand job.
Welcome, Dick.
Fingering session.
Yeah, you could take a selfie.
Where you
the
alternate
penises.
The penises. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I just realized, by the way, the people on that are in the Facebook Live cannot hear Danny's sound effects, though.
Well, two words, stretch for JJ.
So stretch for JJ comes out. It's me saying to them, stretch for JJ.
They're missing half the show.
They don't know. Yeah, they're missing half the show, so you need to go to unfilteredradionetwork.com, click on the live button to get the full experience.
Yes.
Can you really get that?
If you want to hear the interview, that's about to go down with the Spank Bang Girl of the Week, Tucci Cash,
because
we're going to take a break in a minute. Tucci. A Tucci Cash. Molto bene, bellissimo. E culo. E molto bene. I would eat that ass all day long.
Morto bene.
All day long.
Morto.
Yeah, see, even Mark is saying the same thing. I prefer a hand job.
Oh.
I prefer a fucking hand job. A hand job, and he's saying the same thing. I'm 100% right. That's more sexy than a girl slobbing your knob.
And you
I don't
can watch
understand.
TV while you do having a hand job. It's very, very nice to have, you know, relaxed to have a hand job while you watch
TV. Joe,
like
you're talking
TV.
About like your wife, conning your wife into touching your dick.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about actually having like a hand job.
Yeah.
Where it, like it's foreplay kind of.
Yeah.
Cuz I know me. I know I'm going to come. I don't even need your help. But if you're going to be at least enthusiastic and help out, a hand job is fine. That's great. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Cuz I like the kissing. You kiss her neck, you talk in her ear.
Yeah.
You finger bang her with your free hands. I mean, there's so much more crap you can do.
What do you mean free?
You have free hands. You're not doing shit. She's doing the work on your cock. Have free hands. You do whatever you want.
It's like getting a back rub, only in a different place.
Yeah, the blowjob is kind of hard to, unless you're 69ing, to play with her at the same time. So. All right, so we're going to take a break. Let's take a break right now. Okay. Let's regroup yet again for the fucking ninth time, it seems, today. Even though this is only the second break of the night, we've had so many technical problems yet again that it just melts my fucking brain.
Bertha over here seems to be
what?
Seems to be behaving herself now.
At this moment in time.
If you want to try, let's do it when we come back. Yeah. Let's do it. You know what? During the commercial break, maybe we'll switch off.
Yeah.
I'll end this one. Danny will bring up this one, and we'll see if we can actually get it so you can hear the interview in its entirety right there on the Facebook Live as well.
And you can see Robert De Niro.
And you can see the Robert De Niro. But the whole thing, it's very visual today.
Yeah.
It's a very visual radio show that we have here. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio. Uncle Eddie.
You are a rich, gooey devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon, OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Get out of bed. There'll be no more napping.
This is Pee-wee Herman, and you're listening to my best friend. No, it's not the king of cartoons.
It's Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie. Ah!
Yeah! We ain't starting the fire, Joe.
I don't think so.
Nope. Billy Joel, live on the Ham Radio Show for you on FilterRadioNetwork.com, 718-577-1389. Let's go! Regina, Johnny, Ray, Nova, Raven, Yoda, man. Let's get the Spank Bank Girl of the Week on the phone. Let's see if we can get that going at least. And of course, he died out again. God damn it. Horrible. The camera went dead again.
I still got you on my computer, so maybe it's just the computer.
I don't know.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm dying out now.
Yeah, of course you died out. Got a new queen. And I go, man. Maybe they, trying to get Tucci Cash.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
What the fuck is that about?
Something unusual.
Everything doesn't... Joe, you really got to overhaul this whole studio. Because something is...
What's that got to do with the studio?
No, like this thing turned off. This thing was fucked up before with the Skype. I had to reload it 7 times. The fire! Come on. Fire. But we're trying to find. Hi, I'm looking for Tucci Cash.
Hi, this is her. How are you?
Hey, beautiful. How are you? Round of applause for Tucci Cash.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Come on. She's got an amazing ass, people.
I know.
You fucking applaud.
We've been admiring your
ass. Oh, my God, have we been admiring your ass.
Behind.
Jesus Christ. Not that you're not beautiful all around.
Oh, yes, you are.
Let's get all PC about that and be very totally, happy about that, yeah. Let's be, you know, kind of nice guys for a second.
Yeah.
No, you're a beautiful, 100%. Absolutely the whole way around. But your ass would stop war. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm telling you right now.
We'll send it to the Middle East.
She could probably get fucking the Palestinians and the Israelis to shake hands.
That's right.
Just drop her down wearing little boycott panties.
Wow.
Just parachute her in.
That's
a big
right.
Star of David and one half of the Palestinian flag. Parachute, so it gets there. You know, they from up in the sky. They go, "What is that?
Yeah,
what is that up there? What is that?" And then it's just this beautiful ass.
Maybe that could be part of the
descending from the heavens, yeah. Like a gift from Muhammad and Moses. Boom!
It'll be one of those compromises. They got.
That's amazing.
All right, I get the ass.
That's yeah, I know. Yeah. Tucci Cash is our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. She's on the phone with us, by the way.
Oh my God!
I'm going to call her Tushy.
Yeah.
But Tucci Cash. Now, where's the name from? Because it's very exotic and amazing. Quite frankly.
I'm Cuban, so Tucci's actually my middle name. First name is Italia.
All right, so you're Cuban?
Yeah, I have Cuban. That's where the booty comes from.
Of course the phone's gonna crap out while we're doing this.
Italia Tushy.
She's got a Cuban ass.
Okay.
I think it's an ass of a black
Cuban
chick.
Booty.
Yeah, it's like an ass of a black chick though. It's like little small waist, but this ass just goes bloop right out.
Beautiful.
Just a beautiful front ass.
Beautiful.
Egypt is in Africa, so I guess the. Kind of considered half African.
It's close enough, I guess. We'll just make it work. We'll make it work for us. Danny's, by the way, got all the pictures going up on the Spank Bank Girl of the Week pictorial. He's flashing past me right now. Slow it down. I'm getting fucking car sickness. Jesus Christ. Every shot's beautiful. I go to look at every shot, and Danny's moving them up and down. It's just crazy.
It's terrible, man.
Now, quick question. What exactly or do you think you're known for? Because you have done so much stuff They're like, when you look you up and you get like press releases and everything, and you're like, oh, this is when she does 9 million cover shoots and this, that, and the other. What do you think you're known for?
I guess it would be considered a bikini model,
you know,
suppose. I mean, I shot
with... Oh, God. I think she said...
Booty ground.
Tucci, are you moving around? Are you on, is this a landline or your cell phone?
Oh, we're breaking up.
Hold on, Joe. I need to hear her. Yeah. He talks while she talks. Oh, Tucci, can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is it a cell phone or is it a landline?
It's a cell phone.
All right, are you moving around or are you like in one location?
I'm in one location.
Okay, because I heard bikini model, that part, and then it kind of cut out. I don't want to lose you. Are you home?
Yeah.
This is going to sound real creepy. Are you home?
No, I'm at Jamba Juice. Like,
no, she's at Jamba Juice. That's what's doing it.
Yeah.
The Jamba Juice is jamming us. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll make this as fast as possible then. I wanted to, like, told you, I could just stare at your ass all day. That's fine, too. But so you're bikini model, you were on cover of FHM. You've done 9 million things. I mean, when you look up your bio, you see all the stuff that you've totally just conquered in your career and everything. Why this new venture that you're doing? And what is your new venture all about?
So, Luxottica is basically a site, like sensual, exotic. We wanted to, like, you know, open, like, kind of like an artsy thing up to people's eyes, you know? Like, have, like, a vision.
Yeah, but,
so,
okay.
Erotic, like, it's erotic and sexy and sensual, because we don't want it, like, raunchy or, you know, dirty or anything. So we opened something of our own, but... sexy and appealing to others as well.
Yeah, because it's definitely not. I went to the website, Luxottica.com. I went to the website. I was checking it out. It's artsy and tasteful, but very sexy. Like, very sexy. Like, it's like, you go there and you're definitely instant boner. You get instant boner. There's no like, oh, maybe I might get erect. I don't know. Boom, instant boner. And
yeah, that's what we want. We want to get people
insta boners. Yeah, you had insta boners. I'm telling you, that's where you get your points from, dudes. Insta boners.
Yeah, sure.
Now, because I didn't sign up yet. I mean, I looked up over everything else. Are you doing porn?
I have done a few sex tapes with my boyfriend only.
Okay, so you just made sex tapes with your boyfriend. Now, are you business partners, or you're with this guy, Ash Armand from Gigolo's?
We're both business partners and dating.
Nice! This guy's a good looking son of a bitch, too. He's on Gigolo's on Showtime, right? Doesn't Showtime have Gigolo's? Yeah, he's a good looking dude, and he's in a couple of the videos that I saw with, you know, Tucci. And now they're, you know, business partners behind Luxottica, which is fucking awesome. Because it's a new way, kind of like a new vision.
Like a new niche.
Yeah, it's a new way to see porn. Like, it's not, like, and they also have some big names that are involved. I mean, they're on the, if you go on the website, you can see a couple of, some big name girls on there. It's weird because it's not the norm, but you kind of feel like, you kind of forget when you're watching it, like, oh shit, I'm watching porn. Like, you forget that you're doing that, because it's kind of very romantic, it sets the mood, it's very sexy, very sultry, very...
Some would call it couples porn.
Couples porn, yeah, I guess that could be a
nice title.
Well, that's why people actually go to our site, because they could see girls that have never done nude actually on our site. So,
a lot
of the girls that are on our site never done nude, so we'll have, like, Instagram models or, you know, whatever, girls with high followings that... haven't done nude, because you don't want to look up a girl that's been getting banged all over the internet already. We want them to be getting banged on our site, you know, for the first time or whatever, you know?
Banged all over the internet? That's right. Enough about my girlfriend. I mean, what?
Oh. What did he say?
What? Who? All right, so now, Will you venture out and do other... Will you do other guys or just Ash?
I might do other girls.
Ooh, that's hot. That's hot. Well, that's worth the price of admission right there.
Yes, sir.
Now, by the way, because there's like rumor, you know, the rumor mill. Speaking of other girls, that chick Farrah Abraham. Are you friends with her, or are you like, you know, did you just work with her? What's all that about?
We work together. That's like top secret. That's for the future.
Okay, because a lot of people are saying that you know, there might be a movie. Wink, wink. Nod, nod with you and her.
Oh, nice.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, will that be on Luxottica? Is that under the Luxottica umbrella? Is that what it is, or?
It's the top secret under Luxottica, yeah.
Okay, top secret, people. Everyone shut the fuck up about it.
Well, we know.
I know you all got boners already, but calm it down.
Okay.
She doesn't want to talk about it because it's hush, hush. It's hush, hush. No, but Danny has this one picture, and it's like she's staring at me.
Can't function, can you?
I cannot function. You have, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. She's fucking ridiculously hot.
It's like Mona Lisa, the eyes follow you.
Yeah, she's at least, like, she's a 14 on a scale of 10. She's ridiculously hot. Now, how many times a day do you get hit on by dudes? Because I don't know this. I don't have that. No one hits on me, dude. I don't know. So, like, how many times a day does she get hit on?
I mean, every day at the gym. And
what do you wear to the gym? Take me through that for a second. What do you wear at the gym? Is it little tight, like... the Lululemon pants and stuff? What is that?
Little spandex pants and a little sports bra with my boobies bouncing around.
All right, that's got to be the new, for Luxottica, that's got to be the new storyline. You get picked up at the gym wearing that outfit, and the guy, I already got it, Joe. I already figured it out.
You do? You got the storyline?
It's late night at the gym.
Okay.
All right, use Ash.
Yeah.
Use Ash and his penis. Yeah. That's fine.
He could be the gym instructor.
Yeah. He comes by. She's working out. She's doing a late night session,
mm-hmm.
clanging and banging at the gym, working the booty,
okay.
wearing the little spandex pants, as she will. All right. She goes to take a shower because she's all hot and sweating.
The sweat glistening.
Sweat glistening right. off her beautiful body and her 12-pack abs, all that. She goes into the shower. Of course... Ash follows her into the shower.
Ah.
All right, but he doesn't. But see, he doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't follow her. Maybe what they do.
He's mopping the place up.
No, not my. He's not the fucking janitor.
Yeah,
what the
why
fuck?
Not?
Nah, come on. It's got to be a little sexier than that.
We just had him as a fitness instructor.
Yeah. 5 seconds.
Well, he runs the place. Everybody else left. She was working out late. Now he's got to clean up before he goes home.
Okay. What,
see?
Did he get a demotion? What the fuck?
He owns the place. He's got to make sure it's clean.
I would say that
nothing sexier than a janitor.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Well, you can work his mop handle if you want. Whatever.
Work that mop, baby.
I think... What would be sexier is that he doesn't know she's in the shower.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So he goes, he gets dirty. Now Billy's making him a janitor. He gets dirty from all his mopping. Okay, he's sweeping and mopping.
Right.
All
right,
so then he gets dirty. He goes, I'm going to take a shower.
Yeah.
So now he's on, and a little wool separates the two.
And he's soaping himself up.
And he's soaping himself up, his big old cock flopping in the fucking shower.
Yeah.
She's over there all sudsy titsed. And ready to go.
I'm liking this already.
And then she hears, she turns off her fucking shower, right? And she still hears the water going. And she goes to investigate.
What's going on?
She's like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
With a beautiful ass.
Yeah.
And she goes around and she goes, jinkies, that's a penis.
I know.
And then, of course, you know, I don't have to tell you how to fuck a guy.
And there we go.
Unless you want me to.
Yeah.
You go over there and then boom. Boom, bang, zippity-doo-dah, Joe.
Okay.
We make it a porn.
Yeah.
And it'll be on Luxottica in a couple of months.
Yeah, we
mark my words.
Just need a good catchy title and we got
make
it.
A sudsy...
We did make a sex scene before.
There you go. Boom, right there.
Sex and Suds.
Sex and Suds starring Tucci Cash and Ash Armand.
Yeah. And Ash and Cash.
Oh, and then I'll be in the scene, and I'll just go, do you guys need some conditioner or a towel? That's what I'll do. That will be my job.
You can play the cop.
Yeah, like she's getting rammed, and he's all just really getting into it, and she's just bent over, and she's leaning against the wet wall, Billy, and I walk in. Do you need a towel? That's it. You might want to get dried off. You're all wet.
You're a strange man.
And I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what. You need a little. You need a little bit to break the monotony when they switch positions. You need a fat guy to come in and ask her if she needs a towel.
That's true.
Now, one more question, and then we'll get you out of here because we were talking about it before. I don't know if you heard about the guy who supposedly killed his girlfriend with his giant penis.
Oh, that was some
Did you
story.
Hear about that story?
That was in Florida. No, yeah.
His cock was so big, she was blowing him.
Yeah.
And he pretty much smothered her with his cock.
He got acquitted, though.
Yeah, he got off.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, but he still has the label of the guy who killed a girl with his penis.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, do you, like...
Did he go to jail?
No, no, he didn't go to jail. He got off. They did a week...
He got acquitted.
He got acquitted. They did a week trial.
Yeah.
And he actually, they found him not guilty because, you know, he didn't mean to kill her.
I'm sure.
He just has a giant penis.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Oh, my God.
Accidents can happen, you know? Is that
Joe, like I'm trying to hear the girl. Would you shut up? Sorry. Jesus.
It's just like
Tucci's talking and she's getting all giddy because I said giant penis.
Look
and Joe's talking. So he put his giant penis in her mouth. And he choked her out. This is not, by the way, on Luxottica.com. This happened in real life. So now my question to you is, do you prefer blowjobs when you blow a guy if you're so, so entitled to blow a gentleman and he's a very lucky guy? When you're blowing ash, let's just put it that way. Let's pretend like we're having girl talk. When you're blowing ash, do you like a forceful blowjob, like where the guy grabs the back of your head and starts making you go, or do you like a blowjob where it's like very slow and seductive and you're like licking it like a lollipop?
I like to like take charge and like suck it and like slap it around a little bit and, you know.
So
I don't like my head being put into it. I like to be in charge.
All right, so if he touches your head, you're going to bitch slap him, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, bite his dick.
Ooh! Oh, that's mean, Tucci.
That's a tummy, boy.
Oh, she's going to bite his dick off.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah?
That'll teach you.
Oh, she's going to punch him in the balls and bite his dick. Tucci has prison sex.
You want trouble?
See? I just got another video in my head, Joe.
Yeah, me too.
Another porno.
Certainly do.
Tucci has Punchy prison. Dad. Yes. Prison sex, Joe.
Yeah, Lorena Bobbitt comes to mind.
And the guy, that's...
Yes, Lorena Bobbitt.
There you go. And that's when she goes to jail for biting a guy's dick off.
That's right.
Yes! Because he was too forceful. So she bit his dick off. She goes to jail, and then she makes sweet, sweet love to the prison guard.
Okay.
Played by Ash.
I know you're going to put yourself in the movie.
No. I come in and I say, I come in during the sex scene when she's fucking the prison guard. I come in and go, hey, guys, the warden's coming. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And then for some reason,
I think I'd be like out by not guilty, just like the other guy.
First off, you're too fucking hot. If a jury looked at you and was like, well, she's fucking gorgeous. Really? You know, we have to let her get off. There's no way she's, you know, if you went to female jail, can we all picture that for a second?
Okay.
Tucci Cash in a jumpsuit. In prison, with that body, oh my God, oh my fucking God! All right, so I don't. She would be in charge of the prison in a week.
For sure.
Some big giant black chick named fucking Gumsy McMurphy would come over and go, That's my girl.
All right.
That's right, right there.
All right.
Oh, yeah, with the booty. Oh, that's my girl right there. Fresh meat. Uh-huh. That's what would happen.
You're working for me.
You're working for me now. Hold my pocket. We gonna make orange drink in the tub. Get over here. And by tub, I mean toilet. Now everybody totally turned off Tucci.
Sure.
Tucci Cash, by the way. Tucci Cash, plug away. Where can people find you?
So my Instagram is Tucci _Cash, and my Snapchat is, it's T-O-O-C-H-I, and then 420. And that's where you could see, like, most of my action stuff is on Snapchat.
All right. We need, by the way, she's a fucking giant social media butterfly.
Okay.
So we're going to need you to retweet or tweet us at Ham Radio Show so we can glom off your fandom.
Absolutely.
That's what we're going to need. We're going to need.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're going to need. We need. You can even say, those guys are a bunch of perverts. Whatever you want to say. Just so I can somehow. And the fat guy wanted me to go to prison.
Yeah, tell the truth.
Yeah. You choose. You choose. Whatever you want.
Sure.
There's no way, shape, or form this could go wrong. Tucci Cash, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. By the way, also, Danny has the pictorial up right now. Danny, hamradioshow.com?
Hamradioshow.com.
Boom. Hamradioshow.com. You can see all the beautiful pictures of Tucci Cash. I just love saying a fucking name.
Yeah.
Tucci Cash. It's an awesome fucking
sexy
name. It's sexy. And she's sexy, so it works so well together.
It certainly is.
Luxottica.com for further beautiful, sexy stuff. And you can also see Ash Armand, by the way. Let's give him a plug. Why the hell not?
Sure.
Showtime on Gigolos. You got to check it out. Go to, I'm sure On Demand has all the episodes. You can check it out. And when you watch it, ladies, know that Tucci is banging the shit out of him. Just so you know, she's banging him senseless.
Okay.
And gentlemen, when you watch Tucci, know that Ash is banging her senseless.
He's the one with the smile on
that
his face.
Son of, he never, it's painted on.
That son of a bitch.
It can never go away. If I was banging Tucci, I would never fucking, we would never leave the house. I would never have a reason. I don't need to see sunshine. I'm fucking Tucci. What the fuck? Goddamn. Round of applause for Tucci.
Yeah.
Tucci Cash.
Good sport.
Thank you for being on the show, baby. And lots
Thank
of luck
you.
On your new venture.
It was nice meeting you guys. Nice talking.
Thank you, baby.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your Jamba Juice.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 I want to eat her ass.
She's so cute.
Is it wrong to say that out loud? She's off the phone. I want to eat her ass.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God.
She has a very cute voice.
It's amazing. Her ass is just... You have to see these pictures. Please, go to hamradioshow.com. Check out Danny's pictorial. There's not one bad picture. You know, like, sometimes... let's be honest. We got a minute, right, Danny?
Sure.
Before we have to go to break. When you talk to some chicks that we have on the show, not every girl in porn, or at least in the porn business, because Tucci only fucks that guy Ash.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't lookers. I'll be honest with you. Some of them aren't. Some of them are. Some of them aren't. Okay?
Yeah.
From time to time, we get a dud. Sometimes we get a dud. This is not one of those fucking times.
This one is exceptional.
This is exceptional. This is the highest quality.
Yeah.
Of woman that you can see with your eyeballs.
Quality goods.
Yes, this is quality goods. Boy. And every picture that Danny put up, second to none. Each one you're like, oh, that's a great picture. Oh, no, that one's better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great picture. Oh, that one's better. You will go through all the pictures, and I'm telling you, there's probably right now a jerk session going on as we speak. People are definitely masturbating to Tucci Cash. And from the Ham Radio Show, we say to you, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show, and we're feeling fine. I'm going to keep finishing my scotch.
Yeah.
Billy's going to go pull his pants back up.
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm coming up with shit. Shut up.
No, don't tell him. Giggles believes that.
Giggles believes everything.
Okay.
Giggles believes that he's eating candy.
Yeah.
Like he shouldn't.
Giggles thinks he goes out and smokes every time he gets up, but he never does.
He never does. But he gets yelled at for everything.
He goes to steal more candy from Joe.
But he doesn't. He doesn't eat the candy.
Yeah. No, he doesn't eat candy.
Danny just fucking got him off one hook and then drove a bus over him on a second hook.
Yeah, I ain't never going to commit a crime with you, Danny.
God damn it.
He'll sell you
it
right
now. It wasn't
out.
Eddie. It was Billy. Billy did it. It wasn't him. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Yay.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toads.
Now they will be here.
Forever. Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, you stupid?
Yeah! BeTrueOrganics.com, guys. BeTrueOrganics.com. BeTruOrganics.com. I'm telling you, it's almost too good to be true. All right? Joe's been raving about the cream. Wait, Joe, here, real fast, tell him how much you love the cream.
You know, I don't like to give testimonials to anything, but this stuff is really the stuff.
All natural pain relief, Joe.
I have an arthritic toe. I put it on my arthritic toe, and the pain goes away in less than a minute. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's really just great stuff.
In less than a minute, Joe was healed by the body. I've been taking the soul stuff. Billy's waiting to get the mind little gummies that are coming in. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Are you looking for all natural pain relief? Excuse me, I'm choking. Non-addictive way to support body and feel great. Nanotechnology for unprecedented absorption. Time release for continuous relief. Then you have one place to go. BeTrueOrganics.com. That's BeTrueOrganics.com. BeTrueOrganics.com. Yeah, and tell him that Uncle Eddie sent you, all right? And tell him about Joe's arthritic toe. And when they're done throwing up, they might do some stuff for you. BeTrueOrganics.com.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Rappers suing Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Suge Knight over an allegedly stolen song hook from 1993 had their case thrown out of court, filing it 24 years too late. Back when Dr. Dre was still working on his masters. Fellow Toronto natives Drake and Tory Lanez recently ended their years-long beef. However, with Canadians so notorious for being overly polite, the beef is back on because one of them apologized first. Charlie Sheen told paparazzi he has a solid script for his third installment in his 1989 hit Major League. Charlie has most of the script in his head. As usual, most of the lines got in there through his nose. Jury selection's begun for Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial, as he faces 10 years in prison for drugging and raping a former Temple University athletics director. Be on the lookout for his new sitcom about the trial, The Probable Cosby Show.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Little STP for you right now. It's the Ham Radio Show. Come on. Bounce.
And I feel the time to pay to go.
Low?
Yeah.
So when tomorrow when I see
with the days of
time to go.
Ball.
To what you even care. And I feel it.
Go.
And I feel it. The way you go for tomorrow.
I don't know where.
What up, Greg? What's going on, man? What up, Keith? What up, Corey? What up, everybody hanging out on Facebook Live? It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. The last half hour of the program. Sit back, relax, enjoy it. No.
Not that again.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
All right.
Special thanks to Tucci Cash, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. Please check out on HamRadioShow.com the beautiful pictorial of Tucci Cash. And check her out and check out that ass of Tucci Cash. It's amazing. Phenomenal. Clearly top notch. One of the best asses, Joe, I think we've had on the program.
Yes, I agree.
Let's dub today Ass Wednesday. Feeling.
I'm not feeling.
I know that this is Scott Weiland.
Right.
But also Chris Cornell. Passing away, took his own life, which got into a whole discussion about depression.
Right.
They supposedly, I love how people, when we do, well, supposedly he was on some form of drug.
Right. He
was
only
fight depression
to take
or
two,
whatever.
But the side effects or something and
well,
all
the
these
side
different
effects,
things.
This is why you don't. Dude, I fight depression every fucking day.
Right.
Let me tell you right now, I have clinical depression. I was diagnosed when I was in junior high. And let me tell you right now, you don't take the pills.
Have you considered therapy?
Well, no, it's not therapy, but you don't take the pills always because the side effects are far too great. They're far too great, and it causes that shit to happen. It takes away the great artists of the world because,
right.
As we all know, through great art is always surrounded by pain.
Yeah.
That is where comedy comes from pain, music comes from pain. These are the
mostly blues scales, but
it doesn't matter. It's still pain.
Yeah,
pain, Billy.
Right.
Pain and suffering usually breed the best, the genius. That is the art form of entertainment.
Mm.
That is usually what happens. That's what happens.
Sure, it does.
Corey saying,
there, take it for pain, take it for life.
Yes. Corey saying that depression sucks. Absolutely, it does. There's no doubt in my mind. I lived through it. I know. But people look at Chris Cornell and they're like, oh, you know, he didn't look like he was depressed. The face of depression is the face that's in the mirror, folks. You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. After he dies, you don't get to say, but he looked so happy.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that.
That's why nobody understands it.
Yeah.
Now more and more stories are coming out that like, oh, this seemed a little off, this seemed a little off. So it may have been building and building, but nobody noticed until, you know, obviously after everything happens. Then you look at it and go, oh, shit, I missed that, I missed that.
Hindsight's 20/20, man.
Correct. Our boy Corey suffers from PTSD in the Facebook Live suite, and he's saying he suffers. Everyone suffers, dude. I wish I had the ability to make you guys suffer less. That's why we do the show. We entertain you. We make you laugh, make you think, take your mind off your bullshit that's going on in your life. For the couple of hours, whether it's the 4-hour show, the 2-hour show, if we do the Sausage Party Friday, the SPF, mm-hmm. Whatever it is, just to make sure that you laugh. Just so you make sure. You should laugh every day. If you don't laugh every day, this is how I've learned to combat my depression. Because
right.
I could sit there and be depressed. I was depressed today. There's no doubt in my mind. You know,
brilliant!
I am living the dream. I am doing the job. Let me rephrase it. I am working in a place that I have busted my ass to get to, right? However, I still want more.
It's your happy place.
Yeah, it's my happy place. It is. Do not get me wrong. I wake up at the crack of ass and go there, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. They're great.
Don't get me wrong. I like to sleep. I'm not going to say I don't like to sleep. Mm-hmm. However...
Take two at ease.
The fact of the matter is, at 2:20 in the morning when my alarm clock goes off, I will be out of bed. I will be out of bed, raring to go, just because I'm entering what I believe personally, and you don't have to believe it. There are others that want to mock it or whatever. I believe that to me, if I was like a baseball player, that's my Yankee Stadium. To me. Because it's a housing of such amazing...
I prefer old Tiger Stadium.
Well, whatever. You could do the big green monster in Boston too if you wanna.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, it could be Fenway for you, Billy. It could be anywhere you want.
No, I like the Tiger Stadium.
I like how Billy derails my analogy. I'm in the middle of doing a very poetic thing here.
Yeah.
And Billy shits on it. That's my.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
That's my Yankee Stadium. That's where I want to be. All right. But the fact is, I want more. Today I busted my ass. I made someone else's radio show sound great because I was helping them with a bit.
Yeah.
I was making... No, not even that. That part's not my job. That's my point. That's not my job. I busted my ass and made sure someone else's radio show sounded great today. And I was happy to do it.
Absolutely.
But the fact of the matter is, I want that. That's what I want.
Well, that's how you get it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. you bust your ass and I want that. And I'm honest. And that's my giant Achilles heel. Because I'm too honest. I don't like the bullshit people. I like to be honest with you and tell you what's up and what's going on. That's what's that's what I do. I don't bullshit you. I don't feed you, sell you a bunch of goods. Mm-hmm. I tell you what's going on. And that's what brings on my depression sometimes. because some people don't know how to react to that. Now, I'm not a dick about it. I don't go like, well, you fucking suck. You know, I could do that. I could be that guy. I don't do that. But depression is there every day. And how I combat it is I create. I laugh every day. If I don't laugh, I'm fucking crying. That was from Joan Rivers. She said, "Point that was her favorite little tagline. Yeah. If you ain't laughing, you're crying.
That's true.
And that's what it is. You got to laugh every fucking day. And to my boy Corey, who's got the PTSD, that's listening to us right now and saying, you know, Corey was saying his actual physical doctor knew more than his shrink.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way it seems because to be working right now.
Exactly. You know, Corey said he joined a gym. He got the heart pumping, cured pretty much. Pretty much everything. He got the blood flowing. He got active.
There's something that there's a purpose for.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need purpose in your life, and that's what I don't want to sound like a new age guru, but that's what it is. You need purpose in your life. You need to get off your ass, and you need to get the heart pumping and get the blood boiling. Light the fire under your ass. Have a reason to do it, and that's what you do. You keep the that's why I said it today. The easy part is chasing your dream. That's the easy part. Having the strength to hold on to your fucking dream because others are trying to knock it out of your fucking hand every chance they get because their lives suck donkey dick.
Poachers.
But yeah, because they're going through shit. Whether they have depression or not, they're going through shit and they fight with you and they try to bring you down and pull you down into the bullshit and despair. Don't listen to the assholes. That's where the term hater came from. Because of assholes who come
sure?
out. Exactly. Because they hate Billy. They go out and they try to make you feel like shit because they feel like shit. Because they didn't get off their ass and have the fire lit under your ass and go out there and go bust your ass. Mm-hmm. They don't have that in their life. They don't know what to do with that. You know what I mean? And that is the giant, giant difference. You know what I mean? Like, Mark's even saying he goes through it two times a day. Two times a day, he gets the thoughts. I've had the thoughts. I've tried to kill myself. I totally get where Chris Cornell was probably coming from. I get it. And I know there's a lot of people. What?
A big stage?
A big stage. I wish I could sing like him, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. No, Lord knows I try.
I wish I can sing.
Yeah.
But Danny, I'm awful at it.
Danny loves all the singing competitions. Can't sing a lick.
You know what's funny? Because
loves them.
I never watch them on TV. I just like YouTube them.
Help me.
Yeah. Why did you never, by the way, ever... You might be able to sing, Danny. You never try.
I'm awful at it.
Yeah,
my shower told
pudding
me.
Is awful at it.
My shower.
Pudding tries.
And he keeps trying.
He's fucking ungodly. He's trying out for American Idol again.
Really?
He has already made it abundantly clear.
Yeah, they brought it back.
When American Idol comes back on ABC, we'll probably see Christos in an R.A. Katy Perry and her $25 million paycheck that she's getting from it.
And a nice fucking titties.
And a nice titties will be on ABC.
Well, there you go.
ABC now standing for the All Breast Channel. Yeah.
Because and I'd like to report a great set of tits.
Katy Perry. Report that nice set of tits.
You want to sing it, Danny? I'll record you.
Yeah, you
I
have,
can't sing.
But you don't even know.
Neither
have
can
you
I,
tried?
But we do it.
Have Joe you tried?
Sound I can't sing either,
good.
But I do it.
No, but wait, hold on. Let's have a real serious conversation.
Okay.
Has Danny actually tried to sing? Or have you just tried to mimic what you've heard? Or have you fucking gone out there and went, you know what, let me see if I can actually hit these notes. Let me see if I can get an octave above shit.
It wouldn't be somebody's like Gomer Pyle.
That's what I'm saying. He might have
a great voice.
He might have a... He might sound operatic.
Trust
you wouldn't
me,
fucking know.
I cannot sing. You can pull it off.
I can sing.
Yes,
I can sing.
You can. I've heard you.
You've heard me sing. I can sing.
Billy, but awful.
Joe doesn't think I can sing.
Terrible.
No, you can't sing.
Joe says I can't sing. No. But meanwhile, other people have heard me go, you sing great. Joe goes, you can't sing.
Oh, you can't sing.
Can't sing. I sing better than half the people that come down to your studio.
You could put across a tune. That's a difference. That's different.
What's the difference between putting across the dune? It means I can sing. I don't have to
pull
sing
it off, but to record it and, you know, try to sell it.
Well, isn't that the fucking, excuse me, isn't that the engineer's job?
Oh, absolutely. You're possibly, that's why you're capable of making a hit record.
I'm capable of making a hit. Yeah. That's all that you needed to say,
but that doesn't mean you can sing.
That does mean I can sing. I'm capable of carrying a tune means I can sing. Whether I sing great
auto-tune.
Or sing, I wait.
No,
wait,
not even on. That. You bury the vocals in the mix.
Yes, but whether I sing great or whether I sing like shit, that's a different fucking combination.
You sing like shit.
Sing something.
Yeah. You're better than
Giggles. Giggles wants me to sing.
Yeah, sing for us.
Do you want me to sing operatic?
No, I want you to sing. I want you to sing solo. Solo.
Solo. You can't hear me. How many times have I fucking?
I don't know. What's a bad joke? I said that.
I'll sing one. Giggles, you strip and I'll sing. How about that?
Oh, that's a great.
That's what we'll do. That's your fiance, mother.
Hey, we should have a single. Have everybody sing a song, and we'll just
Ham Radio the musical. Yeah. I think that Danny.
It's a harmony or something.
My thing is that Danny always has this self doubt in him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he probably can sing. He probably is like Gomer fucking Pyle.
I bet you can dance too, Danny.
I bet you can.
How about that, Danny?
I have to be intoxicated.
Get some fucking booze in this motherfucker.
I bet that's what we'll do. We'll get him drunk one night. We'll have him sing and dance for us.
Do
a video.
I'm not giving him money for that.
I don't even know if he's coming down to the Bunny Ranch. We could have got him plastered at the Bunny Ranch, and he could have danced.
Yeah, you sang for that, boy.
God damn, sang for your supper for that one. That would be some good shit.
Yeah.
By the way, all roads, when you start talking about depression, lead to the Bunny Ranch.
Because
that's where the happiness is.
That's where your mind is.
I said money can't buy happiness, but you can fucking rent it at the Bunny Ranch.
Right.
You can rent it by the hour. It's great.
Dennis doesn't know the good he does you once a year when he takes you down there.
The good it does us.
Giggles
wants you
to. Giggles, I don't have any music to fucking. I will sing for you personally one day.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I will do that. Pervy can sing Dick in a Box.
Cock in
Pervy
a Box.
Pervy the Clown. No, yes. Dick in a. It's my dick in a box.
I thought it was cock in the box.
No, it's dick in a box.
Oh, is that what the song is?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I think the Bunny Ranch is the cure.
Oh, yeah.
That'll get you through.
Oh, yes, yeah.
No credit card needed. Shop right now. Go to the. You go to the Bunny Ranch.
24-hour shopping.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, there's the Bunny Ranch. There's the Sagebrush Ranch. There's the Kit Kat Ranch. You have your choice, folks. Of going down there and handling what you got to do. That's what I would have Dennis. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
We should have Dennis open up a suicide hotline. And literally, he just goes.
The girls are down the other end. Yeah.
And they just answer the phone for you.
That's great.
The Chris Cornell suicide hotline.
There you go.
Presented by Dennis Hoff and the Bunny Ranch. Uh-huh. That would be great.
Yeah.
Corey saying that Shelby Starr. Is the best at delivering. Shelby Starr is fucking awesome. That's a nice chick. There's some great women at the Bunny Ranch and all the ranches, to be exact. I keep saying Bunny Ranch because that's the first one I think of.
Yeah.
I always think of the Bunny Ranch first, but there's like tons of ranches.
Well, that
Alice
was the
Little,
one we were introduced.
My midget,
to.
Alice Little, my 4 feet of fucking dynamo.
Alice Little,
there you go.
So fucking hot. I would fuck her again if she didn't have a restraining order.
I bet
against
you would.
I would fuck her again. God damn it. Yeah. So goddamn hot.
Those restraining orders, huh?
Well,
makes things tough.
That and the mace.
Yeah, but you get used to that after
you
a while.
You do get used to it. It's like you're going south of the border.
Yeah.
You take a, woo, yeah. A little peppery, and I get in there. But it's just the way it works. You got to build up a tolerance for it.
Right. You just practice the week before you go.
You do. You start spraying yourself.
Sure.
Right.
Which is Billy's plan. I enjoy it.
You bathe in it for a couple of days. You'll be fine.
You dunk your face in it.
Yeah.
That's what's good. Today was a good show.
Yeah.
And even though it was too many fucking technical.
We're not going to talk about the cars.
What? You can talk about the. Joe has this theory that Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson are looking alike.
Yeah, I saw pictures of both of them because O.J.'s up before.
Hair color wise?
No.
I think he's going skin color.
No.
Joe's racist.
There's two black old men that they developed the same body style, the same walk, for Christ's sake. I mean,
if you got chased around and tackled for all them years, you'd be a little trouble walking around.
Hey,
and when
you're
70-something years old.
You think OJ's going to get out?
No, he ain't getting out.
He's up for parole. Why not? He served a lot of time.
He'll get out. He'll get out. Dude, he went to jail for stealing his own shit.
Really? Right. Yeah.
He's going to get out. If he did good behavior, he will get out. I mean, it's not like they can't hold him. If he violated
one of the mail call days or something, you know, they'll come up with a reason to hold him.
But wait a minute. If they're trying to hold him.
They say he's been a model prisoner.
If they're trying to hold him for like.
Is he on everybody's wall?
I'm still trying to get this one fucking thing out. If they're trying to hold him as the penance for the actual murder trial. And if they're doing that, then he probably won't get out. But the fact is. Really, if he's being a fucking great, model prisoner, and he didn't do anything wrong, and he's up for parole, and he was not convicted of murder.
Correct.
So he has that going for him.
Yeah, but he has extra mashed potatoes every week.
He must be like a big star.
You don't know what he does for those extra mashed potatoes, sir.
Right.
Quite frankly.
But that's enough.
I bet
to you
he's a big
in.
Star in prison. Like, he's like the man.
What's he teaching everybody how to work out?
Well, no. He's OJ. He's OJ. They probably, here's OJ. When he gets out, he'll take care of me.
Let me teach you how to slit your wife's throat. I mean, ex-wife's throat.
You know, he's still a very rich man, OJ.
Is he? I thought he lost everything
they took a lot away from him, no question about it. But there's certain things that he had, certain pensions and endowments that they're not allowed to touch. Uh-huh. And it gives him an income of over $500,000 a year.
See? Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
Fucking Joey Madoff back here.
So basically, he's been in jail for what, 8, 9, 10 years now? Whatever.
What are you, his accountant?
Joey Madoff. Yeah. Is sitting behind
so, like, and he's been accumulating all this money because we've been paying his rent and food.
Right. He's got three hats and a cot.
Yeah.
Man.
So when he gets out, he's got about $5 million sitting in the bank, probably. Yeah.
By the way, Jerry says that that walk that you're referring to.
What walk?
Is called that walk. You were saying they walk alike, him and OJ.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Walk alike. Cosby and OJ walk alike. Yeah. He said that's the sympathy walk.
Yeah.
That's to make it.
I've learned that walk myself.
Yes.
That's how I get laid every now and then.
He shuffles into the wife's bedroom.
I think Jerry taught it to me.
Yes. By the way, Jerry followed up that with "fuck OJ." So, I think we know where Jerry stands on this.
Oh yeah. Well, they did look. I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment if he did the murder or not. But the truth of the matter is, he was an asshole. But
oh no,
he got away with it,
dude. He killed those two.
Let's
stop the shit. I didn't hear the horn beeping. I was chipping golf balls in the fucking... Dude, he killed two people, ran in, took a shower, knocked off the air conditioner, fucking woke up Cato.
Wow.
All right, Cato, Kaelin, the whole nine yards.
I wonder where the bloody stuff is. Like
in that bag, the garment bag. Didn't you watch the thing?
Well,
the special that the guy took the garment bag? Kardashian.
Yeah.
So Rob Kardashian takes the fucking garment bag.
Do you think he covered for him, huh?
Oh, totally did. Yeah. He was his best bosom buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
Bosom buddy, and he knew that he was the father of Chloe.
Probably.
I'm just saying. One of these kids does not belong. One of these kids is not like the other.
It's the Farkas. What can I say?
Just saying.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Well,
he was charged not guilty.
Yeah.
He made it through the trial.
Right.
We can say fuck OJ all we want.
That's true.
But the fact of the matter is, he's gonna eventually get out of jail, folks.
Oh sure.
I mean, we can make him pay the penance. We can make him go out there. Well,
he's
and
in his 70s now, isn't he?
Yeah.
OJ?
Yeah.
He's got to be like in his 70s. He's like my age.
He's now OJ.
He can go work for ESPN.
Yeah.
They seem to get rid of people left and right.
Oh, let's God. Go down to the field to OJ Simpson. OJ, what do you think the team needs to do? Slit their wife's throats!
Yeah.
Thanks, OJ. We'll
fuck that white
you
bitch.
Later.
Black guy.
Yeah.
Really.
We'll get back to you later, OJ.
He's a Negro.
He is a Negro.
Anyway, Cosby's never going to see a day in jail. He'll never go to jail.
What do you think? He'll go off before he makes they actually get him through?
Like
he'll drop dead on at the trial somehow?
Well, let me tell you something. Even if they do go with this trial and everything, and if he does get convicted, the appeal process and this time, he'll be dead long
he'll
before.
Be dead. He'll kick the bucket way before.
Yeah. And I don't honestly see how they bring him to trial. What's the statute of limitation on this stuff?
Well, that's like, why it's only, I believe, the one trial.
It's like
the one case.
It's like 10 years
Isn't
ago.
It?
Like 2002, I think this case was from. 2002.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to speak legalese. I know what the statute of limitations is.
No, there's some sort of technicality, like she brought the case at a different time or something like that. The event happened in 2002, but something
right.
about...
Did the event happen, though, Joseph?
Well, I don't... Cos says it was consensual sex. He says they had consensual sex.
I love how you act like you talk to him on the weekends.
Yeah, we do.
I'm at the marina. Me and the Cos were talking.
Yeah, me and the Cos.
We were in a catamaran.
Yeah.
We were talking about days gone by. Yeah.
Eating a Jell-O surprise.
And I said, hey, Cos, did you ever rape a bitch?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, there was this one time, but I said it was consensual sex.
It was consensual. He used to carry his little vial of drug around with him.
Yeah.
Have a beer.
Dude, he was on. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah,
that he did it.
No.
There's no doubt in my mind. Is it? Are all the women telling the truth? Yeah, probably not. But there is no doubt in my mind that I'm not saying he went out of his way and drugged them.
Oh.
I'm saying he might have used drugs during the course of consensual sex.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But then, dude, when a chick is unconscious and you still stick it in, it's rape.
He found a way to blur all the lines.
Are you sure?
Yes. If she cannot consent to you fucking her,
but you gave it a
it's
drug,
rape.
Yeah. That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I hate men.
Exactly. It's rape. When you stick your pudding pop in her fucking new Coke can, it's fucking rape.
Yeah.
Get out of my new Coke.
Yeah. He pudding popped her, said Jerry. That's what it is.
Could be.
But that's what it... That is the point I think we're overlooking. Do I think he had... He had tons of sex. He was Bill fucking Cosby.
Yeah.
He was on... what the fuck?
I Spy. Yeah.
Right.
He had I Spy pussy.
He had the biggest television show on NBC. They loved him. Everybody's favorite dad.
Yeah.
He was traveling the world doing comedy specials for
years.
He had
a great career.
Horrible comedy specials.
He was a funny guy.
The early stuff was hysterical.
Yeah,
when I listened to it then, it was funny. You know, now if I put it on, I'd be like, "Well, wait."
Oh, so no, Billy yeah, finds a rapist funny?
In the early days,
in the '60s and seventies, he was like,
"I know he was, dude."
He was like, "Yeah,
Buck."
I'm not knocking the career,
because
the career is perfectly fine. That's not even what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the non-consensual pussy that he was fucking.
Well, right?
That's
there you go with the non-consensual. It might have been consensual.
Dude, if they were unconscious, they didn't give consent.
Well, maybe they weren't all unconscious. You know?
Bill Cosby likes to do voices. He probably was like, you want me to stick it in your ass? I like it. Stick it in my ass.
Oh, with arrows
here.
We're
going to stick it in the poop.
Hey.
I'm going to take my fat Albert and stick it in your Cosby Kid maker.
You want a pudding pop?
Yeah. Corey is another Corey. Over 50 women, by the way. Have said that. And he probably has. He's probably... That number
there
is
might
probably
be
too
even,
small. Yeah.
There might be more, but they just don't want to be involved with all of this.
He's got deep pockets. Cosby's a very rich man.
Of course he is.
Very rich man.
Well, after this, he might not be.
You know, one time he was in the process of buying NBC. When the show was hot, you can imagine if he would have bought NBC.
The National Black Channel.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? Que sera. He couldn't give him a pill.
Yeah.
Sad part is it probably would have been a lot more educational than half the crap that ended up out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you want education, Billy? Let me school you.
No, you won't.
Free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up.
You must think I was born yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure it doesn't hang out with Cosby first. Shit might happen, is all I'm saying. Shit might happen, is all I'm saying. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
No, not bye.
Yeah. Ciao.
AMF, my friends.
Peace out, homie.
Adios, motherfucker.
Yo, fam. Mm.
Hey, is that your pussy?
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.